10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday, April 5th, 5:30. Thanks so much for getting up early with us. We are ready for the weekend. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. I dealt with the wind last night. It was extra windy at your house last night.
No, I didn't notice it.
Really?
No, I might have been. I crashed. I was tired.
Did you go down hard last night?
Yeah.
You know you're sleepy when you sleep through those windstorms and
was
everything.
Was it that bad?
I heard it last night, and at the point where at one point, Laura went to bed, and it was probably about 9:30, 9:45. I was still downstairs doing some stuff, and it got so windy out front. Jax was barking like there was someone trying to get into the house. It was wilder at our house.
That's weird. I didn't know that. I mean, I noticed it's significantly colder this morning. Definitely. I walked outside. I was like, oh, okay, jacket for sure. And it's going to be kind of, just like the last three weekends have been really not great weather-wise.
I know.
It's kind of crazy.
We're due for a good weekend when it comes to weather-wise. Do you have plans for the weekend?
No, not really. Just kind of laying low. We've been running around like crazy with volleyball and stuff. So we're not doing a whole lot this weekend, at least nothing that I have planned. How about you guys?
We've got Laura's got a baby shower to go to tomorrow. And then we're going to a birthday party tomorrow night, a friend's birthday party. And I didn't realize, I found out there's a theme to it. And I found out this week it's cool. It's a Rat Pack theme. So dress up. I could just wear a suit. I don't know what Rat Pack theme is, but I was telling Laura about it. I'm like, oh, by the way, there's a theme. She's like, what? There's a theme? I'm like, yeah, Rat Pack. Just wear like a dress or something. So I don't know. What would be a Rat Pack theme, do you think?
Well, first of all, you got to give your woman more notice than 2 days before.
That's what she said.
Like so rude. Oh my gosh. I would be so mad if I'm like, wait, it's day after tomorrow and you're just now telling me that I have to have a dress or a theme for this thing? Come on now.
This was Wednesday night. We were on a walk, and I said, oh, don't forget, we got the party Saturday night. She's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, and it's a Rat Pack theme. And she stops like dead in her tracks. She's like, you didn't tell me there's a theme? I'm like, it's Rat Pack. Like a dress or something, right?
Well, it's not just a dress. I mean, you say it like, oh, everyone has a Rat Pack themed dress in their closet. It's like, it's more of a vintage kind of looking thing. And then for the guys, it's more like the loose suits, like the hats, you know, the fedoras, stuff like that.
Sinatra look. Yeah, I got to get a fedora then, I guess, for tomorrow night.
You can't wear your skinny suits, though.
I know.
That doesn't
that's
work.
True. That's true. Oh, darn it.
That's like anti-Rat Pack. So it'll be interesting to see what you come up with. Yeah, throw something together.
I'll have to figure out what I'm doing tomorrow. I didn't even put, yeah, it's true. My suit style doesn't fit the styles of the Rat Pack.
Yeah, it's a little different. But, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to literally sit there and nitpick you if you do end up wearing a different kind of suit. I'm sure that'll be the least of their worries at the party. Yeah,
I'm here for Talon's party. No, you're not. You're not wearing a Rat Pack suit.
You can't come in. Sorry. This is not Rat Pack appropriate. So, yeah, it's hopefully the weather cooperates with whatever plans you have this weekend. And we just thank you guys for starting it off with us. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Creep by Radiohead?
But I'm a creep.
Do you want to hear How Bizarre by OMC?
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby.
Or do you want to hear Bootylicious by Destiny's Child? Are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next.
Mix 94.1.
Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning on the way next. Have you ever been in a situation where you were at a business and you saw them do something? You're like, that's it. We're leaving. Someone on the show did. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And How Bizarre by OMC is the pre-show you pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Something I'm made for. Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. Have you ever been somewhere where you're like, you see something and it's like, okay, we're done. Bye. We're out of here. I guess this happened to you a couple days ago.
Yeah, it was a couple Fridays ago. We wanted to try a new restaurant to us downtown. It's been open for, I think, about a year. And so this was Friday about 2:30. Laura's like, hey, let's try Restaurant X. And so I jumped online and made a reservation for 5:30. And we got down there at 5:30 and walked in. And we pick up on energy. We walked into the restaurant, and there was no one there. We're the first two people to walk in. Like, oh, welcome. And so I have a reservation. And the lady turns to the restaurant and says, where would you like to sit? Wherever you want. And they have a bar area. I'm like, oh, we'll sit at the bar. That's fine. She's like, absolutely. So we sat at the bar. And again, just, I don't know, just the energy was off. But that's not the reason we left. Laura ordered like a sparkling water, and the bartender brings us our drinks. And he's doing some stuff, and he turns to sneeze. And he sneezes, and it's an over-the-top sneeze. And he doesn't do anything to cover the sneeze. He turns his head down to shoot the sneeze down to the ground. Just a huge, huge sneeze. And then turns back to doing his bartender duties. And when he did that, it's like, ah. That was the trigger. We looked at each other like, ah, bad energy. We're the only ones here. Bartender over-the-top sneeze around all the stuff and not covering it. We closed out, and that's the reason we left the restaurant.
Wow. Don't ever sneeze if you're around you.
No, I know. If someone sneezed at a restaurant, they did not cover the sneeze, that would not, at a bartender,
it would,
behind the bar?
I would, well, it really depends on the circumstance, and I'm just joking. I think there's been times where I've had my hands full, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally cannot just drop stuff and put my hands in front of my mouth or whatever. So I like literally try to do anything I can, put my hand down or like whatever. But in a situation where you're handling people's food and drinks, I can understand where you would be bothered by that.
So we like looked at our phones and made it like some excuse. Like, oh my gosh, we got to run. And the bartender's like, oh, fine. I'm like, let me take care of the water. And he's like, no, I got it. I'm like, please. And I wanted to tip the guy.
Yeah.
So we closed down and tipped the bartender. But it wasn't, his hands were free. He had free hands. It's the way he sneezed, was just, ah! I'm like, right there. I'm like, ah. So just the weird energy. That's it. And then the bartender does that sneeze. Like, you know what? We're going to go to a restaurant that we know and like right around the corner. Thank you so much. We tried it.
If you're not comfortable, you're not comfortable. Have you ever just walked out of a place of business because you were like, something happened and you're like, okay, we're not doing this. I think I mentioned just a couple days ago, it happened, gosh, like a month ago when we were at one of the really fancy hotels. They have a set of shops, and we just were walking in looking. Like, honestly, I couldn't afford anything in the store, but I just was looking. I'm like, hey, I walk in, they're all on their phones, like, look up, see me, don't even say hello, nothing, just go back to their phones. And I'm like, wow. Hi. And finally my husband's like, hello there. And they all look up. One of them kind of smiles, doesn't say a word, puts her head back down. I'm like, let's go. They obviously have no interest in even speaking to us.
You just want to at least get acknowledged.
Yeah.
Just, hey, welcome to such and such store. Let me know if I can help you.
I'm like, does your manager know that you're on your phone right now? And then my husband's like, that's probably the manager right there on their phone. I'm like, you know what? I think you're right.
We're taking our money elsewhere. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning. I was so high.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2034.
And now here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday, April 5th, 6 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us. I am happy that I am joining you guys this morning because I almost died last night.
What?
And as it was happening, I thought, this is a terrible way to die. This is the worst possible way I could have thought of dying. And it all had to do with a junior mint. I mentioned yesterday, I got in my Easter basket a York peppermint patty rabbit that we jokingly give to myself every year because I never eat it.
Technically expired.
It's expired like 2 years ago, but my husband just hides it and then he puts it back in my basket knowing I won't eat it just to fill it. Well, as you can tell, I enjoy like peppermint and chocolate together. That's my flavor. So my husband also made sure I had some Junior Mints. And I thought, you know what? I feel bad. He gets me this candy and I never eat it. I'm going to have a Junior Mint. Oh, a few Junior Mints. So I go to my basket. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to enjoy some of my Junior Mints that the Easter Bunny got me. And he's like, wow. So I open up the box, put a couple in my hand, pop it in my mouth. And I just inhaled the second that I popped them in my mouth. And one literally got lodged in my throat. And I couldn't get it out. I go, so there was two. One of them fell out, but the other one was literally stuck in my throat. I couldn't breathe. I started panicking. My husband's like, what's wrong? I'm like, it's stuck. And he starts walking towards me like he's going to give me the Heimlich. And I'm like, oh God, no. And so I'm like, and it came out and I'm like, but the whole time I'm thinking, I see the articles now. Local DJ dies enjoying Junior Mint. Like, what a terrible way to die. What a terrible way to die.
Steph and I breaking the news. So sorry, everyone. We lost Mercedes last night.
All due to a Junior Mint.
Yeah.
We miss her dearly.
She choked on one. What?
Next headline, lawsuit against Junior Mint. Yes.
Junior Mint's going down. Have you ever been in a situation where at that moment you thought, oh man, this is it. This is it. And this will be a terrible way to go. That's my life flashed before my eyes. And I'm like, oh, because of a stupid Junior Mint. This is why I don't eat Easter candy. This is why I don't eat it. It tries to kill me.
Have you ever been, so Matt, let's say you could not get it out. Matt was there to do.
Yeah, he was walking towards me.
Does he know he would have done the Heimlich? Does he know technically how to do it? Or just based on what you see on TV, get around the person and.
Based on past experiences with him where I have choked like on a drink or something, his first go-to is slapping the crap out of my back.
That's the go-to, yeah.
That
usually works, so I have a feeling he was going for the back slap first, and then worse comes to worse, he'd probably try to attempt the Heimlich on me at some point.
When I was living in Washington, D.C., by myself in my apartment, I forget what it was, but I started to choke on something, a candy or something, and I got it out and everything was fine, but there's that moment where I'm thinking, okay, I'm by myself. There's a way to do a Heimlich maneuver with a chair, and I'm thinking, there's the chair, but how do I do it? Do I just bang my stomach against the chair? There is a technique if you're by yourself.
You can Heimlich yourself. That's it.
Throw
yourself over the edge of a chair, and it'll pop it right out, they say.
So as I'm walking towards this chair, same thing. You start thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to go out this way? And then my body just, either I spit it out or I swallowed it or something. But yeah, I was heading towards the chair to get myself the Heimlich.
Yeah, that's good that you're aware that you can't do it to yourself. But I'm telling you, those candies, this is why you cannot eat candy, because you choke on it.
Never swim alone and never eat Junior Mints alone. Those are two things you should never do.
This has been a public service announcement.
L King, we've got your tickets to go see L King. She's going to be at the Westgate, and your tickets are coming up here in about 15 minutes when you win the early edition of Heads Up. And up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Madonna fights back, saying fans get what they pay for when they come to her show. We're going to talk about that coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Madonna is trending this morning. The Queen of Pop says fans got what they paid for. This is all in reference to that lawsuit against her by fans who say she goes on stage late. Her lawyers are now asking a judge to dismiss this lawsuit. It was filed by two concertgoers who they're accusing her of false advertising. She and Live Nation were sued over this alleged delayed start time that happened back in January after her Celebration tour stop in December over at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So the two plaintiffs claim that it was a show on December 13th. It began at 10:30 p.m., despite the tickets, advertising, and 8:30 p.m. start time. They say if they knew what time she would actually go on, they would not have paid for tickets. Well, Madonna's legal team is fighting back. They're saying that ticket holders who left the venue at 1 a.m. might have had trouble getting a ride home or might have needed to wake up early the next day for work. That's not an injury. So, no, like, this is ridiculous. They also did their research. This was kind of funny. They found some Facebook posts from one of the concert goers, and they were just going off on how amazing the show was. Like, oh my gosh, that show was incredible. She delivered. Well, if you were that mad about the start time, you might not have written something like that on social media. So they are using that as evidence, saying it's obvious that the show met or exceeded their expectations.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, so the person that filed the lawsuit is on Facebook saying how amazing the show was?
They wrote that before they filed the lawsuit.
Oh.
And her lawyers saw it. And they're like, I think you seemed pretty happy when you posted this before you filed the lawsuit.
If you're going to file a lawsuit, you better be careful about your posting on social media. Because attorneys, insurance companies, they go through all that stuff to find things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they also said that no reasonable concert goer and certainly no Madonna fan would ever expect the headline act at a major arena concert to take the stage at that ticketed time at 8:30 p.m. If I had a ticket to Madonna and it said 8:30 p.m., there's no way I think she's going on at 8:30. Now, I don't think 10:30. I think more like 9:15. That's kind of, in my mind, what time she would go on.
Yes, I'm right there. Maybe even 9:30, pushing it. After that, I'm getting very, very frustrated to the point where when she does come on, it's going to take three or four songs to turn my mood around and get into the vibe of the concert. It was when Aerosmith had the residency here. It was almost like an hour plus before they started. And by the time they started their first song, I got there. I was amped for the show. The show starts, and I was angry. I'm like, you finally come out. And it took like a solid three songs for me to make that twist of like, okay, just relax. They're here performing and enjoy the show.
Yeah. What time did she go on here? Did anybody go? I want to say it was probably similar, right around 10:30. And now I think concert goers are making the adjustments like, hey, we know she goes on at 10:30, so we're keeping that in mind. Just got a text here. It says Madonna's concert was so amazing. I had heard that. I heard she put on a spectacular show that I had to see both nights in Vegas. And yes, I had to wait an hour, but the show is so incredible. It didn't even matter.
She just can't switch her routine now because all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're going to go see Madonna. It's an 8:30 start. Let's get there at 9:30. And she decided to start at 8:30. Like, no, Madonna.
Yeah.
You're supposed to start late.
We're expecting you to be late. I was late because I thought you'd be late.
Hey, those tickets to go see El King are yours when you win Heads Up in about 3 minutes.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Fallon, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Nice. All right. We got your category this morning. El King tickets are up for grabs, and the category is Riding Shotgun. April's National Car Care Month. So these are all things that are associated with cars, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Fallon, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win, and you start now.
These are made of rubber. They can blow out on your car.
Tires.
Yes. This is what you hit when you need to stop quickly.
The brake.
Yes. You need to do this, I think, like every 6 months just to make sure.
Oil change.
Yes. This is if you don't have an automatic car, you have a car with one of these pedals on there.
Clutch.
Yes. This is where you look if you're backing up. You look up into your what?
Rearview mirror.
Yes. If you're not parking straight in, you're doing this kind of
parallel.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Nice job, Ellie. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm so excited. These tickets are actually on my mom's birthday, so I can't wait.
Oh, you guys are going to have a blast. We got to tell Elle King that it's your mom's birthday. Maybe she can give her a little shout out.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That'd be great. Yeah, congratulations, Fallon. So you're all set with these tickets to see Elle King at the Westgate, and it's happening on May 18th, your mom's birthday. So congratulations. Now, next hour, we've got your tickets to go see 21 Pilots, and those tickets are yours when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1.
Let me tell you.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app. I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm actually not surprised. I've heard of this happening quite often.
I was surprised when I heard this last night, because this is the first time I have ever heard this story. I was talking to my mom last night. My dad is he's in Cuba right now on some business. And I'm chatting with my mom about, we're talking about March Madness, and she brings up, she goes, I remember when your brother was born, your father, he wasn't in the delivery room. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, yeah, we went in for the delivery of John and went into labor. So we go into the hospital, and the labor was taking some time. And she goes, your father and the doctor went back to the doctor's office to watch the basketball game. And so I looked it up, and so my mom went into labor on the night of March 29th. John was born after midnight on the 30th. Sure enough, March 29th was the NCAA championship basketball game where North Carolina defeated Georgetown by 1 point, and my dad and the doctor. She's like, thank God for the nurses, because your dad and the doctor had disappeared to watch the entire basketball game back in the doctor's office.
That's is there anyone else who had someone that was just like did not have their partner in the delivery room with them? My mom was the same way. It wasn't March Madness, but she did not allow my dad in the delivery room with her for me. After me, then he was allowed. But she said, I was so nervous. It was my first time. I didn't want him. She got pregnant literally a month after they got married with me. Like, I was.
They got right to it.
I've even done the math to see if it was before, but it was after. Anyway. But yeah, she's like, I did not want him there. And then after that, it was like game on as far as being in the delivery room. Have you been in that situation before? Let's talk to Trisha. Trisha, what happened to you?
Oh my God. My husband, he was in the delivery room. I was about to deliver, and he said he needed to step out and call his mom. And I said, no. And so I'm pushing and pushing and, you know, screaming. And as soon as my daughter started coming out, he straight passed out, hit the floor. The doctors and nurses turned to take care of him instead of taking care of me. And it was quite traumatic.
That's the thing. I've heard of that multiple times where they all tend to the poor husband who passed out because he couldn't bear the sight. Meanwhile, you're literally delivering a human being to this earth. And it's like, oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Was Matt good with the birth of both girls? Was he in there and headstrong and supportive all the way?
He was. I was so impressed because I was a little nervous. Like, you know, I've seen him get queasy on things before, and he was fabulous. He kept saying, like, she's here. She's here. I see her. She's here. And he was like hyping me up. He's like, you got this. She's here. I was like, thank you.
Oh, that's sweet.
It made me feel so much better. Jody, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, what happened to you when you had a child?
It was actually when I was born. My dad was fishing.
Oh, wow. Just fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the story that my mom tells us, that my dad didn't want to be there and he was out fishing. Actually, she didn't know she was going to go into labor, and he was out. And back in my day, there weren't cell phones.
Oh, so there's no way. Yeah, sure.
Well, hopefully brought home some dinner that night.
Yeah, that's true. A nice old fish sandwich.
That's the upside. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So this whole Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt legal war, it's continuing. It seems like they've been in a legal war for many years.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
For like pre-pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Well, this new lawsuit filed by Angelina is alleging a history of physical abuse by Brad Pitt. So she filed the motion in LA yesterday. It all is stemming from their fight over this French winery that they once owned. And she tried to sell Brad her stake in the winery. She doesn't want anything to do with it. And then negotiations broke down because he wanted her to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and that prevented her from speaking out about his alleged abuse. So the documents claim that his abuse started way before. Do you remember that 2016 airplane incident that led to her filing for divorce.
Was it an issue with the kids, too? He was lashing out at the kids? Yes.
Yeah. So this, they're saying there was stuff way before that. And his attorney said he hasn't commented on the latest court filing, but Brad Pitt's attorney says last year that she is the one that wanted the extensive NDA, not him. So it just keeps going on and on. It doesn't seem like they can come to a resolution on this one.
Yeah, and I hear those stories about at one point, she wanted to sell her interest to some Russian business or something, or he did or something with this winery. There's so many different layers to it. In my mind, just sell it and move on. Just
well, she wanted to sell it back to him. Like, here, you take it. But then, I don't know, maybe he wanted to not pay a lot for it. She's like, no, wait, it's worth more than that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's easy for us to say, just sell it. Yeah. But then you don't know what's going on between them. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like if you've been through a divorce, did it get nasty for you? There was someone that we used to work with, and their divorce, I've never seen anything like it. Their divorce was so cut and dry that they didn't even hire lawyers. They literally went to, what's that place where you can go get legal documents for free?
Is
it like We the People or something?
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Okay,
yeah.
So they literally went there. They got whatever divorce documents you needed to get. They both signed it. They're like, we're getting a divorce officially. Got everything like notarized, stamped. It's all good, dated. And they said, whatever I came in with is mine. Whatever you came in here with is yours. The stuff that we got together, what do you want? I want this, this, and this. Okay, cool. I'll take this, this, and this. Okay, cool. Bye. And they just went their separate ways. Like, so crazy.
If life could be that easy.
I know. I've never seen anything like that. I expect, like, the dirty stuff.
You hear stories come out to where maybe it starts civil, and then something happens, and things twist, and all of a sudden things get nasty, like this thing right here. But if there's abuse allegations.
Oh, you have to. Yeah.
You got to figure things out. My gosh.
So we were talking about the price of fast food just going up and how it's crazy now. I didn't realize it was this bad. So recently, McDonald's got called out for not having anything for a dollar on their dollar menu. So customers were complaining about the rising prices. They just did some research and they found out just how much the prices have gone up. In the last 10 years, the prices of some McDonald's menu items have increased by as much as 168%. Yeah, now they looked at other fast food chains as well, but they found with Mickey D's, they're the biggest offender because their menu prices have doubled since 2014. So the average price of a quarter pounder with cheese meal is now, do you want to take a guess? Because you and I don't really eat a ton of fast food.
Decades.
Take a guess on how much is the average price of a quarter pounder with cheese meal.
The meal, so you get fries and a drink?
Yeah.
$6.
$11.99.
No, it is not.
$11.99.
This is like at an airport or something where things are marked up.
This, can you imagine what it is at an airport?
No.
It's $11.99, which is more than double the price back in 2014. The classic Big Mac. What do you think the price is? Just the Big Mac.
The Big Mac. In my mind, I'm thinking $3 to $5.
It's $5.99.
$6.
$6.
But back, you know, for me, for at least McDonald's, it's been since the late 90s. I've had other fast food since then, but I cut out McDonald's a long time ago. But I remember, like, as a kid, like a family, us going there, and I think you could feed the entire family for under $20. And now you got a family of four or five, and you go to McDonald's, you can get a cheaper prices at a restaurant.
It's crazy. Do you guys, okay, this is probably me dating myself, but I went to a birthday party at McDonald's.
I remember that, yeah.
Do you remember birthday parties at McDonald's, and they had like cakes, and sometimes Ronald McDonald would show up? It's crazy. I totally remember that.
Do you know Ronald McDonald has retired?
The local one or just in general?
You don't see Ronald in general.
I think kids are scared of Ronald McDonald.
Exactly. Now. So he took an office job. He's still with the company, but he took an office job. that's you look at it. McDonald said, hey, you know, Ronald is still with us. He is taking an office job because of the scary clowns became a thing. And so, yeah, kids got scared of Ronald. So Ronald said, you know what? I'll be in the, doing some administrative work right now.
I just envision Ronald at, you know, the office and peeking in like, hey, you got a second? Mind if I come in here, update your computer system for you? You're due for an update. Yeah, sure. Come on in, Ron. No problem.
This goes by Ron now.
It's Ron Mack.
Your IT guy. Here to help. Employee of the month. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. 7:30. We have your ticket.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. I love how we're one big happy family. And when someone has an issue, we talk it out and we get help from each other. And Renee's on the phone. Hey, Renee, what's up?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you have an issue. And we were just talking to you a little bit about it off the air. But I really think that this is something that maybe you can get both sides of the coin on if you bring it up on the air and you said, yeah, I definitely want to talk about it. What is going on with you right now?
Oh, okay. Well, I got a call from my ex-husband the beginning of this week. And we were married for 10 years. I married him when I was 24, and we've been divorced for 4 years. So he calls me at the beginning of the week. He's getting remarried in a few months. And his fiance asked him to ask me to change my last name back to my maiden name.
So you've kept his married name, even though you guys have been divorced for a few years. You just never bothered to change it.
Absolutely. We have two kids together. I have the same last name as my kids.
And not just that, but it's hard to change your name. I was going to ask you, JC, have you ever had to change your name? But I know you haven't.
I remember when Laura had to do it for when we got married.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not easy.
They make you jump through hoops to do it. It is so hard. Okay. So your ex-husband, by order, or not order, but by request of his current fiance, has asked you to change your last name so it's not the same. And what's your take right now?
I'm insulted. I'm irritated. And I don't know. Like I said, my kids have the same last name as me. That makes me not want to change it. And I might kind of understand where she's coming from, but really, you know, he's worked hard at being a good dad. We co-parent really good together. I don't want him back.
But it's hard to change everything on a dime, like just at that request. And it sounds like it never bothered him. It sounds like it's more...
He's doing it for the new lady in his life. And we have a friend, I didn't even think you have the kids connection. We have a friend of ours that was married for like 7 or so years, got a divorce, and she kept his name. And she did it because she had established herself as an attorney in town with that name. And she didn't want to change her name to go back to Suzanne Smith or whatever. They known her as Suzanne Jones, and that's how she's been established. So she kept the name just because of... In her career, in her field, people know her that way. They know her as Suzanne Smith. She didn't want to change it. That's why she kept it. What do you think, Mercedes? The soon-to-be wife, which will now also be with Renee's kids, now that she's marrying the father of her children, asking the husband to ask Renee to change the name.
You know, Renee, and this is just my perspective, and we'd love to hear from you guys. Maybe if you've been through this exact same situation, maybe you've asked your ex to change her name back to her maiden name. Maybe you were on the other side, like Renee. 702-364-9400. Personally, I would politely decline. That's just what I would do. And I would say the exact reasons you gave. Look, this has been my name for X amount of years. Our kids' last names are the same. It's just, it's too difficult to confuse everyone. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to. I don't want you back. I don't want anything to do with that. But I just, that's personally what I would do. Let's see. Hey, hang on, Renee. Let's get, we got a bunch of people calling here. Kirsten, hey, what do you think?
Yeah, I was married for 7 years. I kept my last name, same as my kids, and I've remarried for even longer since then, and I never changed my name. I still have my ex-husband's last name, and it's been 15 years.
Wait, and your current husband doesn't care?
He's brought it up a couple times, but it's not a thing. He's like, I know it's a pain in the ass to change, so you don't have to.
Yeah, I can't stress that enough, how difficult it is to change that. Our phones are jam-packed. I can't wait to hear what Heather says. Christy has a really good perspective on this. And Jeff wants to give his opinion. So you guys hang on the line. this could get interesting. Renee, thank you for calling. Don't go anywhere. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get to your calls and hear what everyone thinks. Does she need to change her name, even though they haven't been married for a long time? 702-364-9400.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
Hey, Renee.
Hi.
You have really caused quite an uproar with your question today. Just to recap, people who are tuning in, tell us what your question is.
Well, if I should change my name back to my maiden name.
You have been requested to do so by the current fiance of your ex-husband. How long were you guys married for?
10 years.
And how long have you been divorced for?
4 years.
4 years. Okay, so you kept the maiden name. You have kids. You all have the same last name. It's been very easy. And now he has requested that you change it. I want to bring in Heather here. Heather has a comment for you. Hey, Heather, what do you think?
Hi, Mercedes. Absolutely not. She has kids. I have a six-year-old. If something happened with my husband, we've had made conversations before. I would never change my mind. It sounds like the new fiance is very insecure, but she needs to get over it.
Do you think that there is a nice way to put it to her, like it's not going to happen without causing a big rift between them?
I mean, like you had said, you could say, you know what, I understand how you feel, but I have children and that means a lot to me.
Yeah, you can't argue the kid.
Yeah, the kid factor
situation, mm-hmm. Right? Okay, thank you so much, Heather. Let's talk to Jeff, because Jeff says you should give it up. Jeff, hey, give us your thoughts.
So she agreed to take his name when she decided to become his wife. She's no longer his wife. She needs to give up his name.
Why did that just sound so archaic? Why did that sound so like 1940s? She is my wife.
Don't you think the times have changed a little, Jeff?
Everybody tries to make things gray. It's very black and white. She took his name when she agreed to become his wife. She's no longer his wife. She needs to give up his name.
But what about the fact that she is their children's mother, and that is never going to change?
Yeah, and your point being what?
That she wants to have...
There you go, clotting up the issue again and trying to throw in shades of gray.
Wait, excuse me? There I go. No, I'm not trying to make shades of gray, but it's like I have the same last name as my children. And do you know how complicated that is? I think that if you had to be in that position where you would have to change something like that, there's like just no way. You would... It's a lot, Jeff. And just to keep things simple, just because the fiance wants it.
No, this has nothing to do with the fiance.
It actually has everything to do with it. She was the one that requested it. Her husband was fine with the last name until she brought it up.
Well, the ex-wife should have given it up when she got divorced, and then it wouldn't be an issue now.
Why do I feel like we'll be getting some more calls now after Jeff's call?
Hey, Jeff, we do appreciate you taking the time to call and give us your opinion. Thank you. Totally disagree with it, but yeah, we appreciate it.
Hold on 1 second, Jeff.
Let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning.
What's your thoughts?
My mom divorced my father, and she kept our last name, and every day I'm grateful that she did.
Why are you grateful? This is coming from the kid's perspective now, which is one we haven't heard yet. Why are you grateful she kept it?
I don't really look at my dad as my parent like I do my mom. And I just feel like if we had a different last name, I would look very differently at my name. And I don't think I hate. Also, my son has a different last name than me, and I always wish that we had the same.
Oh, wow. So you've really been on both sides of it. That's a great perspective. Thank you so much for that. Christy, did you go through this too?
I kept my married last name because my maiden name was Ukrainian, and it's easy to, you know, hear it. It sounds simple, but to look at it, it looks crazy to people, I guess, and they didn't know how to pronounce it. And I was tired of people fumbling my name my whole life. So I liked my married name, and I kept it, and I don't think anybody should be able to tell you you should change it. And the fiance, what is it going to affect her life any, you know, really?
I mean, we could all get name changes if we want to. Mm-hmm. I could change my last name to something Ukrainian right now if I wanted to, or I could change it to Smith, but we could do that legally. So maybe she says, oh, wait, my last name, yes, it's the same as yours, but it's reflective of someone different, perhaps.
I think most guys are cool with it. Wouldn't you, at least in my mind, I would think, you know, 90% of the guys, 95% of the guys are fine with the, you get a divorce. Sadly, things didn't work out, and she decides it's on her. If she wants to change the name, so be it. If she wants to keep my last name after the divorce, that's fine. You want to run with it, keep it. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me. I think this husband, ex-husband, needs to stand up to the fiance and say, listen, I asked her. You wanted me to ask her. I asked her. She said she's keeping it because the kids and everything else. So there, end of story.
Renee, does any of this help you at all?
Yeah. Confirming, I think, how I might be feeling.
If you want, Jeff has called back. Jeff was the one who said you should change it. Let's just...
I have a question for Jeff.
Oh, okay, cool. Here, you guys are on together. Jeff, meet Renee. Renee, hey. Meet Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, if I change my name back to my maiden name, should I ask my husband my ex-husband if it's okay to change the kid's name and have them hyphenated with my maiden name and his last name?
So the kids are part of his family by blood. You were part of his family by law.
So, well, but the kids are her blood, too. No. The kids are still her blood also.
Again, the kids are part of his family by blood. She was part of his family by law, but that's no longer the case.
Probably still be part of his family by law if he hadn't initiated the divorce.
Oh, that's something we didn't get into. Who initiated what? This is one of those situations where I think that you got to go with your gut, Renee, and you seem really respectful. Before we let you go, though, Mike is on the phone and he wants to make a comment. Mike, what do you think?
Hi, Mercedes. You know what? That guy, Jeff, that dude's an idiot.
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry, because, you know, it's ultimately up to the lady, and the choice is up to her for the better off of her kids.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate, you know, your perspective, Mike. I never want to call anyone an idiot that calls into the show and gives their opinion, whether you agree with it or not. But
you can disagree with Jeff.
We definitely disagree with him. Renee, will you let us know what you end up doing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And thank you guys for all your help.
Hey, we love you, and best of luck to you. You can take my last name if you want it. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, keep us posted.
We're all
everything
family tonight. Here.
And maybe your ex-husband, maybe the fiance is listening to the show, or at least to the podcast. Here's their response.
This is true. Like, hey, I got some perspective. What do you think of these takes?
Take a listen.
She's going to be like, I agree with Jeff.
Here we go. It is now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
All right. Your tickets right now to see 21 Pilots. Fancy World Tour comes to the MGM Grand Garden Arena on August 31st, and we want to send you. All you have to do is beat the Mega Minute. It has been brutal, but today is the day. We can make this happen. You can get these tickets. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. If you are able to answer all 10 correctly in that time, you're going to see 21 Pilots. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
Early in the morning.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. You are in for the Mega Minute. How you feeling about this?
I'm so excited. I'm so nervous.
Oh.
I'm here with my two daughters. I think we got this.
Oh, what are their names?
Winter and Ava.
Okay, Winter, Ava, you got to help mom out here. You guys are going to win these tickets to 21 Pilots. If she can conquer the Mega Minute, just shout out your answers. We'll be listening.
You got 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
How many sides are there in a pentagon?
Five.
Yes. What animal do caterpillars turn into?
Butterfly.
Yes. How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Seven.
Yes. What does a white dove symbolize?
Peace.
Yes. What, the singer Abel Tesfaye is also known as what singer?
The Weeknd.
Yes. Vinny, Snooki, and Pauly D are all from which reality TV show?
Jersey Shore.
Yes. What is the largest country in Europe?
France?
No.
England.
No. Actor Chris Evans plays what Marvel superhero?
Captain America.
Yes. Which teeth are the third molars that people usually get removed?
Wisdom teeth.
Yes. What founding father is on the $100 bill?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes. What is the largest country in Europe?
Ireland?
No.
England.
No.
One more guess. What would your answer be? One more shot, Rebecca. What would your answer be?
I thought it was France, but...
Okay, so when I saw this question, I was like, that can't be the answer. So I went online and I looked, and it is the answer. And the answer is Russia. Russia is considered part of Europe.
Oh, no!
I know!
Okay. I thought it was Asia, or at least Eastern Europe, but...
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I was like, no, Russia is not, but that's what it says. And so I am just literally heartbroken. Rebecca, you killed that. Like, you did so well, and that one question tripped you up. Don't hang up. Hang on the line really quick. That means that we gotta get a winner here all week long. The Mega Minute has come out on top.
Oh, yeah.
So dang,
last
you
time
Mega Minute.
Winner was last week.
I know.
Oh, vicious.
So caller 20 right now. You get these 21 Pilot tickets coming to Las Vegas, and they're yours right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, live on the Odyssey app. Coming up in less than a half hour from now, Buffalo's beef. We have Buffalo Larry joining the show, and he's got beef about something. He's mad, he's big mad, and he wants to bring up something that is really bugging him, so we're going to have Buffalo's beef coming up at 8 o'clock.
I enjoy Buffalo's beef. I've known Larry for 10 years now, and at his core, he's a sweetheart, but he does pick up on these things, which makes Buffalo's beef a fantastic segment. I was thinking about this, though. If Larry comes on at 8 and gives us his beef, could we twist it and maybe do at some point, let's look on.
Buffalo.
Mercedes Marvels.
Mercedes Marvels.
Mercedes Marvels, where you call in and give something positive. Rant about something good that's happening. Larry's going to bring us something that bothers him, and a lot of us agree with it. But maybe twist it and call us up and tell us something. You're passionate about something positive that took place.
Okay. Mercedes Marvels. What's something that's that I'm passionate that's positive?
Positive, yes.
I think you picked the wrong person for this. Trying to think.
It could be little. I was at the grocery store and I wheeled my car out to my car, unloaded my groceries in my trunk. This happened last night. Spun around to go put the cart wherever the cart thingy or up to the grocery store. And this kid was wheeling his cart up, I would say maybe 14, 15, and said to me, "I'll take that for you." I'm like, "Thank you." Just some random kid doing a nice little kind gesture to me. That would be my Mercedes Marvel. Thank you to the good kids out there.
Okay, I got one. This makes me so happy. I've talked about this on the show before, but it happened again the other day when I was getting my hair done. My hairstylist, her little kids came in to see her while she was at work, and they're so cute. And they're just like, oh my gosh. And as they were leaving with their dad, she said, "Make sure you say goodbye to Auntie." And when you tell your children to call me Auntie, Oh my gosh, it makes my heart swell. It's just, and she made her go to everyone in the salon, no matter what their age was. They're like, say goodbye to Auntie Brittany, say goodbye to Auntie Mercedes, say goodbye to Auntie Carol. Like, they all had to say goodbye to Auntie whoever. And that is the biggest flex I can, like, think of. When you trust someone enough to let them call you Auntie, I love that.
Perfect. There were two Mercedes marbles right there, which tees it up.
Steph, would you be happy or offended if I made Brooklyn call you Auntie Steph?
I'd be like, no, Brooklyn, just call me Steph. Please don't call me Auntie.
I know it's like for older, but like she was doing it to everyone. There was like a 20-year-old girl in there. It's just so comforting, you know?
I see more Brooklyn like a little sister than I do like my niece.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. She'd be like, what up, Auntie Steph?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Sometimes you find a company that you work for and you're like, I am never leaving this company. Like, the benefits are too good, or the environment is too amazing, or the people are too great. And Fortune, they just came out with their list of the greatest places to work in the country, the 100 best companies to work for. And they give the reasons why. So I'll talk about that in a second. But number one was Hilton. Hilton, the hotel chain. That came out. That tops the list this year. It's their sixth year in a row to land in the top 10. Cisco Systems comes in second. I see trucks that say Cisco Systems on it all over the place. Mm-hmm. What do they do?
Aren't they part of the with restaurant management, restaurant equipment?
Is that it? I have no idea.
I don't know. I
know I could Google it, but I just thought of that.
Sometimes
now.
It's fine. Anyone who worked for Cisco, give us a call.
And is it a great place to work? They used feedback from about 630,000 employees just to figure out where the best places to work. And they weighed in on things like our leaders are accessible and they communicate clearly, or I feel cared for and respected as an individual. So they say Hilton, they are so great because they offer their staff and their loved ones really deep discounts on stays at any of the Hilton properties around the world. They offer fully paid maternal and paternal leave to employees, as well as fully paid adoptive leave, which is very
cool. Oh, wow. That's that's huge. What were some of the questions that you said they felt fulfilled? What'd you say they were?
Well, that's what they kind of based it on. Like, do your leaders communicate clearly? Do you feel cared for and respected as an individual? How fair is the company with pay? Stuff like that.
Let's just do a show of hands with each question with us here. So ask the question.
For
Mix 94.1. Ask the question. We'll just say three hands have been raised for agreeing, or two hands have been
raised. So it's anonymous.
Yes.
Okay. Are our leaders accessible and do they communicate clearly?
Two hands have been raised.
Okay. How fair is the company with pay, promotions, and recognition?
Zero hands have been raised.
Not so anonymous there. I'm nervous. This is going to get us in trouble if our bosses are listening right
now. So much
right
for anonymous stuff.
Uh-oh. It doesn't have to be all three. It could just be one that's throwing it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you may think two of the three are good, but the third one is not so good. Something like that. Yeah, we better just move on from that. That was a mistake to bring this up. A comic book just sold for $6 million.
Come on. What kind of comic book?
Do you want to take a guess?
It's got to be a first edition of something. First edition of Superman.
That's exactly what it is. Action Comics number one from 1938, featuring the first appearance of Superman. They think there are only about 100 of those still around out of the 200,000 that were printed back in the day. The previous record was also held by Superman. A copy of 1939 Superman number one sold for $5.3 million in 2022. We are collectors. We collect things. We don't collect comic books. So when I see $5.3 million for a comic book, to me that makes zero sense, mm-hmm. because I don't collect those. But the things I collect, other people probably think that is ridiculous. Do you have an odd collection of things that other people look at and are like, why do you collect that?
I have. I collect wrestling figures. Wrestling figures from the 80s. And there are some, these are WWF figures. They were the taller ones, like 6-7 inches tall. And there's some hard ones to find. Bam Bam Bigelow is a cherished one, if you can find Bam Bam Bigelow. I think the Honky Tonk Man, which I do have, is a hard one to find, as well as the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. If you have those figures, those are the higher end ones. Hillbilly Jim, the Junkyard Dog, those were all over the place. Those are not worth any money. But the ones I mentioned, if you have those, and when I say higher end, probably closer to the $500 range for those figures.
That's respectable. I thought of you the other night. There is a great show. If anyone is looking for a new fun show that gives you like shrinking / Ted Lasso vibes, it's called Loot. And the second season just premiered. The first two episodes dropped on Wednesday. So we watched them. And I thought of you because there was... like one of the people on the show loves wrestling, loves, and has a huge collection of figures. And I felt like I was watching you because he was like reciting every stat from everything and just so obsessed with wrestling. It was so funny.
So my wrestling obsession, it's so focused on the 80s and 90s. And this happened during the pandemic. It happened when wrestling couldn't have a crowd there anymore. And wrestling went to, you would say like a virtual crowd, or AEW had just the crew watching because they were all COVID test. And so because of that, I started watching old school wrestling. And that's what I've been watching for the past 4 years. It's on in the background every Saturday and Sunday, and it's literally WWF and WCW from the 80s and 90s. WrestleMania is this weekend. I know of two matches happening this weekend, because right now I'm currently watching WrestleMania 6 in my house.
Yeah, the guy on the show, they're all fictional wrestlers in his real world, but they're like older ones, and that kind of has something to do with the storyline. It's Molly Shannon, Maya Rudolph, she is in it, and then the guy, Adam Scott, guys.
Yeah,
You got to watch it. It's so funny. I love that show, but you will totally love this one guy who is like you, but on TV.
Loot is the name of the show.
Yeah, it's so good.
Perfect. I'll have to start Loot this weekend. Coming up here next hour at 8:25, your tickets to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx. It's an acoustic show. We've got your tickets coming up at 8:25. And up next, we do have Buffalo's Beef.
Buffalo's Beef. I love the theme song to it. Buffalo Larry, he's got beef about something. And maybe it's something you're guilty of doing. Who knows? We'll find out what he's mad about coming up in just a couple minutes.
Buffalo's Beef.
It's time for Buffalo's Beef, where we talk to Buffalo Larry, who is very, very observant and has a beef about something. How you doing, Larry?
I am fantastic. And that song just puts such a smile on my face.
Well, you put a smile on our faces. Even though you're upset about something, it still makes us smile. So talk to us. What is your beef today?
Well, it kind of sucked the wind out of my sails today because I think you guys are on time. But usually it's... running a few minutes late, and in my contract, my segment was supposed to be at 8 a.m., and every time it's been 8:04, 8:05. You're going to be on. Oh, just wait for this Usher song or Ariana Belgrande. You know, like, I got stuff to do, man. I'm a very busy man.
That 4 minutes will throw you off. I hear you. I do.
You don't want to see me if I'm running 4 minutes late. It's never my fault, first of all, but I lose it. I lose my mind. I don't understand these adults who can't run their lives like on time. JC for years was an offender because he wore a broken watch.
Does he still wear?
No, I wear a fixed watch now.
Oh,
I wear a fixed watch.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm on time now.
It's about time.
Yeah, no, he's well more aware of when he's late. He actually, I have a super cut of all the text messages. Waze has me there at 4:15. And instead of saying sorry, he says thanks.
Is it about the apology? Because that drives me crazy too, when people are late and they don't apologize for it. They're just like, it's assumed that you should just be grateful for their presence.
Well, I have some folks who will say, I brought you a coffee. I'm like, I don't need that. I need you to be on time. We're grown-ups.
Well, let's flip it, though. There are times where I've been to the salon for, let's say, a 4 o'clock appointment, and I get there at 4 o'clock, but you are still running late with your prior appointment. I don't get beefy about it.
Late. I forgot. There's a big difference. I forgot you were coming in. That's not me running late.
You didn't have an appointment, JC.
Right. Yeah, because I sneak them in, you know? That's a good friend.
Yes, you're a wonderful friend, and I apologize for the times. I thought I'm doing a helpful thing, saying, here's the exact time. If you want to follow along on my journeys, Waze has me there. And if it's a 4 o'clock appointment, at the latest, it'd be maybe 4:02, never a 4:15.
I will take my $30 elsewhere.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Our guest vetoer, part of the show, it's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, we are going to try to make you say Oh Wow with a song, but you get to determine whether or not you want to hear it. We're giving the Oh Wow Wheel a big spin right now. And whoever it lands on will tell you their category this week, will tell you their song, and then you decide if it plays. If you veto it, it's going to move to the next person. It is slowing down, and we've landed on me.
All right.
Okay, Sarah, I always say this, no hard feelings if you veto, but I hope you don't.
Okay.
So my category this week was an artist that starts with the letter A. And this is a group, and it literally starts with the letter A. It is A Tribe Called Quest, and the song is Scenario. Do you want it to play, or do you want to give it the veto?
I'm going to give it the veto.
Stops right there.
That is the scenario that we are giving it the veto. Okay, Sarah, like I said, no hard feelings. That means that it moves over to you, Steph.
Nice. Okay.
What's your category and what's your song?
My category is an artist that starts with the letter B. I had to go with Beyonce.
I knew you would.
And I did with her song, new song off the Cowboy Carter album, Riverdance.
It plays on the Oh Wow Wheel. I'm definitely saying Oh Wow.
Dance. 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 Dance.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Beyonce, Riverdance.
What's so funny?
I'm just laughing.
What's going on? That was Steph's pick for the Oh Wow Wheel. I got the veto. It landed on me. I picked A Tribe Called Quest scenario, but I got vetoed. That's what you got to hear, Riverdance by Beyonce. Now, JC, you weren't involved this week, but what was your category and what was your song?
The category is a song with a one-word title, and I went, the word is Footloose from Kenny Loggins. Oh, let me get the hook. There we go.
This is you on Fridays after leaving the station. You're all footloose and fancy free.
Dancing around, and Steph is doing the river dance. Hey, your tickets to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx are coming up right after Green Day. This is Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have Allie ready to play Heads Up. How you doing this morning, Allie?
I'm so excited. I'm great.
Oh, we want to get you these tickets. Rick Springfield, Richard Marx, they're as good as yours. You just got to win Heads Up. Your category is college basketball. So the March Madness is crazy right now. Don't worry. These are things that are associated with the sport of basketball, okay?
Okay.
I think you'll be able to get this. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes, my girl. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, Allie, you got 60 seconds on the clock. Once you get six correct, you win and you start now.
When you bounce it up and down, it's called what?
A dribble?
Yes. When you are not one of the starting five, you are on the
bench?
Yes. If I hit you when you're shooting, I'll get called for this.
Foul?
Yes. Some people will win money if they make a shot from this place.
Pass.
Okay. This is when you get fouled, you get two of these.
A free shot?
You're going to give it to her?
Yeah, it's free throw. We'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If this runs out before you make a basket, then the buzzer will go off.
Timer.
No. You know what? Pass. Hey, we need to take a break. I'm going to call one of these.
Timeout.
Yes. I'm going to pass on that one. The ref blows this when there's a foul. They blow.
Whistle.
Yes. You got it, Ellie! Woo! Nice job! Congratulations!
Thank you so much. You did amazing.
Oh, you did amazing. You have to have more faith in your basketball knowledge, girl. You killed it.
Now, Allie, you just got tickets to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx. It's an acoustic show. It's happening in August. And you're all set. Congratulations to you. Now, coming up at 9 a.m., we do have the Friday Rewind. Is there a song you want to hear? Maybe Rick Springfield. 702-364-9400. That's our number. Get your song in request now. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning. Always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Does anyone use a CPAP machine? And if so, have you experienced this before? I guess President Biden wears one, and there was an event on Wednesday at the White House, a healthcare event, and you could see the strap lines. They were like visible on his face when he showed up to do it. And I guess he's been utilizing one of these CPAP machines to treat sleep apnea, which, you know, that could be very serious. Your breathing restarts during sleep, and it's really important that you breathe, obviously, when you sleep. But yeah, everybody was like, "What are those marks on his face?" And everyone was like, "It's got to be this. It's got to be that." But they were like, "It's from his CPAP machine."
And a lot of people use them, and they are lifesavers. One, so you can get that solid night's sleep instead of waking up all the time, and secondly, not dying during your sleep either. So
yeah,
they're very important if you need one.
Did you have a funny CPAP side effect? 702-364-9400. My dad used to sleep with a CPAP machine. And my dad snored so bad, so bad. And so my mom's like, this is going to be just as bad. I either have to listen to this machine or I have to listen to him snore. So obviously they went with the CPAP machine because we want to save his life. But it was funny because When he passed away, my mom missed the sound of the machine.
Oh.
She's like, I grew to love that sound. Mm-hmm. She's like, it was just, it calmed her down. And so for a while, she would still turn it on.
Oh, that's
after he passed
thing.
Away, just to hear the sound of the CPAP machine, it helped her fall asleep. Now, on the other side of CPAP madness is my aunt, and she also uses a CPAP machine, and her husband does too. So she says, like, when they go to bed, it's like, well, good night, and they both put on their machine like they're going scuba diving or something. And she goes, it's the most unromantic thing you could even imagine with both of us. With this big thing on our face.
Joe Coy, the comedian, uses one, and he does a whole routine about it. And in his act, he talks about meeting a girl, and they hit things off, and they're going to spend the first night together. And he forewarns them, I just need to tell you something before we go to bed. Something's going to happen. And she's like, oh, what's going to happen? He's like, not that. I've got this thing I got to wear. And it's like, and sometimes I get freaked out. It's like, what is that? It's my CPAP.
702-364-9400. What was your CPAP side effect? Fallon actually has a question about the CPAP. Hey, what's up, Fallon? What do you think?
Hey, so I'm actually getting ready to endeavor on my CPAP journey. They're going to do a sleep study on me.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm experiencing some sleep apnea. But my fear is I'm extremely claustrophobic. I have trouble even getting an MRI done in a big tube. So to have a mask covering my face, basically suffocating me, I don't know how to get around that.
Oh, man. Does anyone have any advice? Or, like, did you think that, too, when you got yours, and how did it turn out? I feel like initially I can totally get where you're coming from, but at the end, it's not there to suffocate you. It's there to help you breathe better, so you may feel like just a sudden sense of relief when you get it on. I've never used one before, so I'm not sure. Have either of you guys used CPAP machines?
I've never used one. I've seen them, though. It's covering your mouth and nose is what it's covering. So it's not like it is covering your face, but it's not, don't think a mask covering your entire face. It's just your mouth and nose that's covered.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's going to help you breathe better.
Something on her face while you're sleeping, I can see where she would maybe get claustrophobic about it. We're getting some calls here, Fallon. Hang on. Let's talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, hey, good morning.
Hey, I'm 35 years old. I have narcolepsy and sleep apnea. It is kind of claustrophobic, but they have several different masks.
I have a mask that only covers my nose, so I can open my mouth and breathe out of my mouth and only use the mask on my nose.
Does it make you feel so much that you got it now?
Yes, it's like night and day. Every morning when I wake up, it tells me how long I've worn it for. And if I wear it for 1 hour, I'm sad. And this morning I woke up and I wore it for 5 hours, and I will have so much better day.
Oh my gosh. Rebecca, what happens when it's like sexy time? What do you do about the CPAP?
Well, usually we don't have sexy time while I'm sleeping, so it's like have sexy time.
Or what if you're like getting ready to go to bed? You're like, let me go to bed, and then you're like, I changed my mind. You just throw it off. You don't leave it on, right?
No, it's very easy to just rip off. I rip it off in my sleep, actually, all the time.
Thanks for the heads up. Hopefully, Fallon, that helps you a little bit. You'll get used to it. We're getting a bunch of texts to say there are different versions, and tell them about your claustrophobia to find the one that works for you.
That's funny. The Friday Rewind is coming up in about 20 minutes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so a couple things going on. One, there was an earthquake today in New York City, which is kind of odd. You don't really see a ton of earthquakes there. It was a rare magnitude 4.7 that hit New Jersey. It was felt across the New York region. They said it could be felt in Connecticut, also in Pennsylvania. No immediate reports of damage or injuries, but a lot of people in New York said that they felt like the buildings swaying and shaking. So kind of scary stuff there.
Yeah, but that's for the past hour. My family and the family text message. My brother felt it. My sister felt it. My mom was outside. She didn't feel it. The epicenter was Hunterdon, New Jersey, which is about 30 minutes from my parents' house. So they did feel it in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so that's going on this morning. Also going on this morning here locally, if you're a fan of the 99 cent stores, sorry, they're closing down. The 99 cent stores, they today announced that they are gonna close their stores here in Southern Nevada. That's actually, they're closing all their stores. And so I think we have something like 10 locations here, and they're just going away.
That's it. Bye-bye.
Yeah, they're going to start, you know, getting rid of all their stuff. They said just between COVID and consumer demand that it's just really hindered the company's ability to operate.
What was it? The dollar store or Dollar General store where the prices are maxing
$7.
Out at $7 an hour. Yeah, $7 for something now. So yeah, sadly how that happens.
Yeah, so a bummer there. What else this morning? Did you see Kiss, the group? They've sold like pretty much anything with their image on it. There's even Kiss coffins.
Yeah, Kiss caskets, the comic books, action figures, jackets, mini golf. They got everything. Yes.
They have now sold their name, their logo, their music catalog, their image, their likeness. And they sold it to a company called Pop House Entertainment. And they made about $300 million on the deal. They said that this is the company that is behind ABBA's live Avatar show. So they said that when they played their last show that they would live on through hologram form, and that's what this company is going to do with
them. This is the hologram company that'll do it. Okay, yeah. Some fans were upset with that. I was reading about when they came out and announced that, you know, the Kiss, the band themselves are done, but we will live on forever. And they had this whole gimmicky hologram thing, and some Kiss purists were upset with it.
Have you seen JoJo Siwa's new transition into looking like
she's rock or something
like
that?
Like she's Gene Simmons.
Have you
heard her song Karma? It's like all over my For You page. Like I cannot. And there's a dance to it that my daughter said, for Try It Tuesday, you guys should try to do the JoJo Siwa Karma dance. And I was like, absolutely not. We're not doing that.
Wait, I'm just seeing the photo now of JoJo Siwa. So that's her, just like Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Is that her full-time gimmick now, or just this one time?
This is her bad girl persona. And she's all grown up, and she warned people that she was going to be transitioning. And so basically she's kind of, you know, I wouldn't say broke the internet, but she's definitely got a lot of people talking about her new look. And a lot of people were comparing her to Gene Simmons from Kiss, and he's talked about it. He says he totally approves of the outfit, that she looks awesome. But yeah, that's the new JoJo Siwa.
I see her on the red carpet at a recent event with her Gene Simmons look. It looks cool going to grocery shopping. You know, probably people looking at you that way, but I think it looks cool for that event that she's at.
The song is not bad. I'll see if I can round it up. It's not horrible.
And what's it called?
Karma.
Karma.
Yeah. It's don't be grabbing the Taylor Karma. But yeah, it's actually pretty good, and it's gone viral. I'm surprised you haven't heard it yet. Just wait next time you open TikTok. It's going to be all you see.
I'm still getting Benson Boone, and I love that song. That's a great song, but that's my feed is still Benson Boone right now.
Thanks. Thankfully, Benson doesn't sound like that when he sings. Wow.
That's my Benson Boone. I love the song, but when you open up TikTok, it's right at that point.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay, we have the Friday Rewind is coming up here in about 5 minutes. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, the Friday Rewind.
And now it's time for the Friday Rewind quiz, where we pick a year, we get you some clues about that year, and play the song Rewound. Can you correctly identify it? What year are we going with?
We're going back to 2004, 20 years ago.
Okay.
Now, the song spent 2 weeks on the charts. It peaked at number 70. But since it's been out for 20 years, I feel it should be familiar, hopefully.
Okay, interesting clues.
Okay.
All right.
You ready for it?
Yes.
Let me hit this button right here.
I recognize the sound. Oh, gosh. I feel like I'm going to kick myself.
You think we got you in this one? You listening right now? What did you do? You know the answer to the song?
I know the song. I know the song.
You hear it, right?
We were meant to live for so much.
Yes.
Switch foot.
Yes.
Ah! Talk it out, Mercedes. Just talk it out.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, I could hear it, but it took me a second for my brain to take it, smack it up, flip it, and reverse it.
Well, here it is. It was sitting at number 70 in the charts this week back in 2004. This is Switchfoot. It's Meant to Live. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.